chair?
Yes, Ambrose.
I'm going to have to get off. Sunday is a long day for me, and I'm going to have to leave you.
See you, Ambrose.
We will miss you. Thank you very much.
Bye, Ambrose.
Bye, Ambrose.
So do I, Dave.
Bye, Ambrose.
I have to leave.
Okay. For those that remain, I want to know whether there is any interest in taking a brief break before we process the rest of this agenda, 5 to 10 minute break, or should we just keep going?
Keep going.
David, the last motion passed 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Yes, it did.
I just know it passed.
It passed 10 to 4.
Okay, well, I'm hearing that people want to keep plowing forward, so those who want to take a break, you can take a break while we tear at each other briefly. The next item is the motion on the Paul DiRienzo suspension. And so as I started to say earlier, the minutes reflect that amendment was made, but I didn't see that the amendment was seconded by Alan. But Teresa, can you read what's before us now from that motion and tell us the amendment and if it was seconded or not so we know whether that's what we're considering? And we have 15 minutes for the item. Patty, can you watch the time?
Yep.
Thank you. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I do believe that my substitute for Evelyn Bethune's motion, my substitute, her amendment, was seconded. And my substitute was that the WBAI LSB find a volunteer from an unrelated organization, such as the Center for Nonviolent Communication, to monitor communication for 90 days and give them feedback.
Monitor communication on the LSB, you mean?
Yes. Rather than have the LSB report on DiRienzo's behavior after 90 days, because there seemed to be some conflict between them, and I didn't think, I thought it would be good to have an objective organization monitor the communication there on both sides.
Okay.
Lydia?
I was just going to, Ray, before you do that, let me just try and clarify. So we have a 5-point motion, and then we had an amendment by Bethune and a substitute to that amendment. So Bethune's amendment had to do with coming back in 90 days, and I think out of concern about how that related to Roberts, Teresa proposed a substitute language for an amendment, which was what she just read. So, Ray, you have a point of information?
This is Lydia, also with a question.
Okay.
I thought I heard it first. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, well, go ahead, Lydia, then Ray's point of information, and then there was somebody else speaking who I didn't catch.
Teresa, I just wanted to clarify, because when I was reading it, it seemed very general, although it was under this item. Did you mean for this organization to come in with the generalities of communication issues at the WBAI LSB, or specific to the conflict between...
Well, let me say this. Robert's rules does not guarantee that the minority will always have their way. Robert's rules guarantees that the minority will be listened to. And so I thought it would be good for someone to monitor to see that at least this person gets his, you know, to
be
heard.
So it was specific to the person rather than to the whole board.
Yes, I thought that we could maybe turn this around.
Okay. That was my question. Otherwise,
right.
Okay, so really the clarification is that the monitoring is the monitoring of Mr. DiRienzo's communication with the LSB.
And the LSB's communication with him.
Okay.
I would like to speak to that.
Okay, hold on. I want Ray's point of information, and then I want to know from the board whether everybody on the board is clear where we are, and if not, I want to clarify that. Ray, what's your point of information?
Actually, that answered my question.
Okay.
Point of information, Don White.
Okay, before that, point of information. Okay, I'll take Patty, because you were saying that, and then Don, and then I'll ask whether everyone's clear where we are. Don? Patty, excuse me.
Okay, if a person is suspended and cannot speak at meetings and cannot be called into telephone calls, how are you going to monitor anything that goes on? You can't monitor someone that doesn't exist.
Patty, this motion is an amendment to the main motion, that main five-point motion. So if the amendment were approved and the 5 points were approved, that is how it would happen. Don, what's your point of information?
Has to do with any costs. I mean, there seems to be assumption that organizations will voluntarily come in and pour all this time and energy. So I'm wondering if the maker of the motion would like to add that expenses incurred during this monitoring period are incurred by the foundation rather than the LSB.
Okay. Before we get to that, I want to ask, is everybody on the board clear on where we are in processing this item? And if not, I'll explain that, and then we'll go back to Don's point.
Mr. Chair, I'm not. This is Lisa. Okay. I had to get off the call a moment, but I'm not clear.
Okay. Teresa, yes?
The question I have is that there's two amendments at the moment, so there's no room for any kind of movement on this right now. Is that correct?
Correct. What we will do is we will process the amendment to the substitute, and I mean the substitute to the amendment. Once that's been processed, we could either vote that, or we could add another amendment, and then we'll deal with the amended motion. And I just want to reprise where we are. The motion that was before us. I'm just going to read the resolved part. Had 5 points. One, that Paul DiRienzo's right to participate as a member of the WBI LSB are fully and unconditionally restored. I'm going to jump to three, and I'll explain why in a minute. Three, that no apologies are to be demanded of delegates as a disciplinary measure beyond a simple apology for offending the body. Four, that the PMB affirms that free speech shall be protected in its governance meetings, as limited only by the requirements of decorum outlined in the Foundation's parliamentary authority. Five, that LSB members shall be provided a fair hearing and an opportunity to be heard before any discipline is applied beyond suspension from a single meeting where objectionable conduct has occurred and been ordered noted in the minutes of the meeting. Point two, which is, I believe, in the form of a special rule of order since it supersedes provisions in Roberts, says, quote, that no delegate suspensions are to be made by any LSB except for the remainder of a specific meeting where multiple violations of decorum by the member have occurred and been ordered noted in the meeting minutes. So that was the original main motion. Then Bethune moved to stipulate that over a 90-day period there would be a review of continued behavior by the LSB. And Teresa moved to substitute for that an amendment that said that the WBI LSB find a volunteer from an unrelated organization, such as the Center for Nonviolent Communication, to monitor communication between Mr. and she didn't say this, but I'm adding it, between Mr. DiRienzo and the LSB for 90 days and give them feedback. So where we are now is if somebody moved to close debate right now, we'd vote on whether to substitute Teresa's amendment for Evelyn's. And then we would vote on whether to amend the main motion, and then we would vote on the main motion without part item two, which we will consider separately because it has a different standard for voting as a special rule of order. Is that clear to everyone?
Mr. Chair.
Hang on, please, Teresa. Is that clear to everyone?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm not clear. This is Bob.
What part of it are you not clear on?
When you said if we close debate, does that mean we're closing debate on everything?
No. I'm just saying if lightning struck and we suddenly had to get out of our houses because they were all burning, that's the order in which we'd do it. But, you know, Patty is correct that with a main motion and two items amending it before us, no further amendments would be in order till we processed at least the last substitute amendment. But, no, we can do anything we want with this. Does that answer the question?
Well, so the answer is no. It doesn't close. It only closes debate on this.
7 minutes left on this.
Okay. Debate. At the end of debate, which actually we've just about used up, we would have to process all motions before us. If we extended debate and a member called the question, they could call it on any or all of the items that were pending. But those are the things that are pending right now. So I may have misspoken. That's what pending in the order it's pending. We'll process the Teresa's substitute amendment, then put whichever amendment we select on the main motion, then the main motion.
Can I ask for a point of information?
Go ahead.
And this is about Evelyn's motion?
Yes.
When it says Bethune moved to amend to stipulate that over a 90-day period to provide a review of continued behavior by LSD, does that mean a review of the LSD? And if you answer this question before, I'm sorry, like I said, I had to be off the call. But does that mean the review of the behavior by the LSD or the review of the LSD on the behavior of DiRienzo?
Nobody spoke to it. You didn't miss a thing. Evelyn, what was your intention?
Review of the behavior of Mr. DiLorenzo with the LSD.
Okay. So now, as Patty tells us, we have 7 minutes left. So we can vote these things or we can add time to deal with this issue. Patty has proposed a 10-minute extension. Is there a second?
I second.
Before we vote that, does anybody really think that after 10 minutes we'll vote?
No.
I'm going to extend 20 minutes.
Oh,
to be more realistic.
Over there.
Okay,
excuse
20 minutes.
Me, I move to, thank you.
20 minutes has been proposed. Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
I second it.
Okay. Can we, let's see, we'll call 20 minutes. If 20 minutes fails, then we'll go to 10. Is there an objection to 20 minutes? Hearing none, we'll add 20 minutes of time for fun and debate. Teresa, you wanted, you had something and I cut you off?
Yes.
What was it?
Yes. I want to call to people's attention an item that I found from, I was looking through the papers from the March PNB meeting, and I found a 5-page document that had been given to me at the March meeting. It's entitled Mea Culpa, and it said it was posted by Paul DiRienzo on March 24th of 2005.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether he had, you know, what the means of communication was. I think at one point, maybe currently, is correct me if I'm wrong, are his written communications with the local station board limited? Have you excluded him from your listserv or anything like that?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, the LSB asked him, told him he needed to apologize in writing, but they won't take his emails or allow him to participate on the listserv. But on page 5, first of all, he explains in 5 pages some of the background, how he was a programmer, how he had been accused of various things. And I want to read 2 things on here, because in our last meeting, someone said, well, wasn't there something about him apologizing? And someone said, oh, no, we have not seen that he's apologized. But on page 5, he says this: Kilgore kept ruling any statement that I made in opposition to their plans as out of order. She abused Robert's rules of order to silence anyone but herself and her friends. When I asked Kilgore if she was saying that I could not hold a political opinion separate from the new LSB majority, she answered yes. I should have been more politic, but I am an emotional human being, and I responded in my New York City street way that is in essence my second favorite phrase, and then yes, you word. Okay, I regret that and I apologize. But let me ask the readers to help me out. If you were in my position, knowing what I know and experiencing what I've experienced at WBAI, how would you handle it? In his second paragraph, he says, it's also been said that I addressed the repetitive of the Communist Workers' World Party on our board,
90 seconds.
Sarah Flounders, with a Nazi Sig Heil salute, followed by the vulgar statement, when are you opening up the gas chambers, in reference to the crimes of the Nazi state. I must fess up. I did use those words, and I regret them, and I have already paid a great price for using those words, and I will probably pay a greater price still. So, I do not excuse this person from saying what he said, but I have to say that I do feel that he has put it in writing that he has apologized. in response to some people saying that he has not apologized in writing. And it sounds to me,
Teresa, I'm going to cut you off because, hold on, because I'm going to stop you because it actually doesn't, your comments about Mr. DiRienzo actually don't go to, I guess they do go to the question of his rights to participate being fully restored. So, okay, I'll back
up. Yeah, I mean, there is obvious,
I thought you have spoken for 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I did send an email to people. It's not the entire thing, but I wanted to call this to your attention because it is entitled Mea Culpa.
Lisa, may I be on the staff?
First of all,
I've never seen that. And secondly, just to address the way he tells it, and it didn't happen like that. And this is not about my word against his. It's on the tape and everything in terms of what happened. And to speak to another issue about, oh, well, he's not on the list, and for people to make it sound, oh, he has no chance to communicate, that's just not true at all. He comes to the meetings all the time. When he does come, he sits at the table because his side, they condone him and they embolden and encourage him to do it and even tries to go. And then he speaks publicly at public conferences. He has had every, I didn't name any kind of names, I just said people who support him. He has had every chance, if he wanted to issue an apology, to do so, or to even make people aware of that one, which I disagree with the way he put it in, that did not happen. But even so, and I don't remember the exact date of this meeting, he retracted any form, because at one time he wrote something down on the day that this was, that I was bringing forward the motion for his horrific behavior, and that he was shouting me down, screaming. He said to the chairman that day, I have no respect for you, all these kind of things. And then he took on writing my motion that I wrote out, he took it and flung it, and kind of flung it to our people. But the issue here pertaining to this person, which some people do not, although it's being tried to, being skewed as being a political maneuver, whatever, by people who disagree, it's so not true. This has been a repetitive pattern of behavior that has been horrific, starting with that one meeting.
90 seconds.
Yelling, Sig Heil, giving the Hitler salute, Sig Heil, which is a phrase for Hitler. Then at other meetings after that, looking at somebody, rolling his eyes, calling them names like a lame ass and a loser. The person wasn't even speaking when he did that. And then it culminated on that day in March when he stood up and degraded the chair so badly by repeatedly yelling the word F you. And basically what the ruling that the chair had made had to do with another member, the way that another member made a reference to, and it wasn't a derogatory reference or anything like that, but made like a general characterization from what I best recall characterizing people's voters, the people who voted for somebody. Right. It was a very general, and just to, if I may finish, and the chair ruled, somebody objected because the person, they said, you don't know the voters, how can you make a general characterization? And the chair upheld that ruling, and that's when DiRienzo stood up and began to say F-U-F repeatedly. And then even after he was called upon to stop, he said, I'll say it again, and repeated it. And has never shown any way of
Don White.
Mary
Don White on the stack.
Mary Berger.
That's time. Before we're there, I'm looking in Roberts for what sorts of things we can talk about like this. This was an issue the first time it came up. We are in public session, and if we're going to make attributions about conduct of boards, although I know a lot of this is already out there in the public and on lists, I still feel that it doesn't matter, and the board itself actually has a responsibility not to deliberate the conduct of individual members as incidents and with factual or alleged factual information in public session. So I'm going to ask people Teresa's statement was germane because there's an issue of whether or not there was an apology that had been made that was part of the stipulation in the LSB's motion. So her reading of that is one thing. But if we're going to get into exactly what was done, I'm going to ask that we move that to executive session. And if people do that, I'm going to cut them off and ask that they restrict those comments to executive session. In the meantime, I would like to ask that people keep their remarks to this very complex motion and its substance. Who would like to speak next?
I thought that was Ray next.
Tabby?
Ray
I think Don was next.
Okay, I heard you, but Ray was on there before, and so I've got Ray, Patty, Don.
Oh, and Mary Burke.
Okay.
And
just to remind, I'd like you to say, talk to your either position on this motion. We're actually on the amendment, which the substitute amendment, which is to get somebody to monitor nonviolent communication.
Yes, I think that I would speak against this motion. First, it's assuming, apparently based on that email that was referred to, that there's a back and forth, but two people are violating the rules. I think all somebody has to do is to listen to the, to be part of the meeting or listen to the minutes and read them and see that the chair is very judiciously following Robert's rule. Another point I'd like to make that this email only described one individual's position, and that individual has clearly stated in the middle of a board meeting that he takes it back. He takes the apologies back. It was under duress, so he's not apologizing for anything. Lastly, I would object to, partially because of those reasons, to having the board monitored as my side entity, because what is at stake now is the behavior of one individual. So if we're talking about some group that come to improve relation and communication between members of the board, that's one thing. But if it's an entity that's going to come and decide how the board is functioning, I would oppose that.
Patty.
Well, this is very complicated because we're stuck and there can be no amendments made or anything. And so this is very frustrating. I support a nonviolent person coming in there to just see exactly what does go on there. And not to monitor the Mr. DiRienzo and the LSB, but to monitor the LSB's behavior also in the way that they, and the way that we all function together in this faction, where two groups of people that sit opposite each other at the table. So, you know, at all times, we never mingle. And this is very bad. And so the nonviolent communication thing, I support. I wish we could dispose of this part or vote on one of these or Ms. Bethune, somebody, so there can be room to make, I'd like to divide this motion. And I don't know. I can't do that now, right?
That's correct.
What do you mean divide?
So I would like to, well, as soon as one of these is cleared up, I would like to divide this motion into two
parts. I'll come back to you as soon as we process that.
Thank
for
you.
The procedural motion to divide. At any time, if somebody wants to call the question on just the amendments, they can do that. Don?
A rip on
this
one.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we understand what this motion is not about. It is not about whether or not LSBs can discipline members who break the decorum of the meeting. We all agree. It is not about whether some of us condone any specific behavior of any specific person. We're not going to be voting on whether we condone that. What we're really looking at is whether or not this body, the PNB, can allow a subcommittee, an LSB, to virtually suspend the rights of a member indefinitely. Remember, this is an enormous power for an LSB majority to take a member off the board for a year or so, forbidding that person any participation, any voice, and allow that vacancy to continue almost indefinitely. And I will say that the constituency that elected that person has a right to a person representing them on the LSB. Now, having said that, I believe the LSB should in the future be able to monitor the behavior of this person. I think I will vote in favor of an outside monitor, because if this person breaks decorum, he or she should be disciplined. My final statement is this. If we take the attitude of the WBAI LSB, that when someone does something wrong, if something wrong was done, if they do something wrong, you throw away the key. If we apply the philosophy of the LSB and WBAI, in a sense, we would have put them in prison and leave them there because they cannot be reformed, they cannot return and be an active and viable and respectful member of community. So I think WBAI needs to rethink, the majority on the board needs to rethink whether or not they believe in the fact that people can change, people can come back, people can be contributing members of the community. So I'm going to support Mr. DiRienzo's returning to the board with full rights, pending any further breaking of decorum, which would then call for further discipline.
Okay. Can you repeat that? Is that a motion, Don?
I'd be glad to. What I said.
Wait, Don. We got too much on our plate right now, so we can't accept other motions until these are processed. But if that was a motion, I will come back after we've dealt with this, and after I've recognized Patty for the procedural motion on division, I can come back to you.
Bob, on the plate.
Bob. Yes.
Dave, can you add me to this practice?
Dave, yes.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
When you look at Evelyn, when Evelyn just explained her amendment,
right.
She made it sound this time as if it's very similar to mine. Do you think you need to rule that maybe her amendment is the same as mine?
I thought she was.
It's not the same as yours, Teresa.
No, it's not the
okay.
Same.
All right, thank you.
And by the way, if anybody at any point wants to haul off and call the question on the substitute amendment and the amendment so we get back to the substance of the original main motion, who knows, you might get two-thirds to close debate on this. Mary, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, with regard to Don's point, with regard to Teresa's point, we've been over this material, and it was not the governance committee dealt with it extensively last year, and I think I can't remember if they made a report back or not. But
Mary, I'm going to ask that you restrict your comments to the amendment, to the substitute amendment.
Well, I'm speaking to the point that Don made. He wants that we should reinstate him. If that's going to be a motion, I mean. This conduct has persisted.
When it's a motion, I apologize for not asking Don the same. When it's a motion, I'll recognize you to respond to it.
Well,
is that all right?
Okay. Then I'll say the other part of what I was going to say, which is of the two amendments, the difference is that I see is that Teresa specifies who would come in and monitor. And I don't. Does this motion mean he's fully reinstated? I don't think so. It's just that this is a trial run to see in 90 days if this can work out without further disruption. Is that not correct? So
to clarify, if this amendment passes, for it to have any force, the main motion would have to pass. So it would apply to whatever main motion we pass.
Okay, but they do seem... I don't see a difference except that Teresa specifying who would do the monitoring.
That's correct. That's the
okay,
difference.
Good. All right.
Yeah, sure, AC.
Right.
Rip?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I moved the question and called the question and moved to close debate.
Thank you.
On all pending questions or just the substitute amendment and the amendment?
On the substitute and the amendment.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to closing debate on the substitute amendment and the amendment? Hearing none, we'll close debate on that. Can you call the roll? The first vote is whether to substitute Allen's amendment for Bethune's amendment. Can you read the two amendments, and then I'll specify that it's your amendment we're voting to substitute?
Substitute is that the WBAI-LSB find a volunteer from an unrelated organization to monitor communication for 90 days and give them feedback. Evelyn's amendment is to stipulate that over 90-day period to provide a review of continued behavior by the LSB.
Okay. So we're voting.
Point of order.
Yes, Bob?
Earlier, Dave, you clarified that it wasn't just to monitor general communication. It was communication. I think you worded it as communication on the LSB between Mr. DiRienzo and the LSB.
Yes.
May we add that clarifying language without objection? Hearing no objection, can you reread it, Teresa, in that form?
You're talking about change to Evelyn's amendment?
No, yours.
Okay. how are you changing my amendment? I thought you were talking about Bethune's amendment.
No, your amendment and
Alan, please tell me then.
Okay, so here it is, that the WBAI LSB find a volunteer from an unrelated organization to monitor communication between Mr. DiRienzo and the LSB for 90 days and give them feedback.
May I say something? I really don't think I should. No, I don't approve this, and I'll tell you why. I think that all of their communication skills need to be reviewed, whether they're whether it's between Bob Letterer and Lisa Davis or Lisa and
okay.
Patty Heffley.
All right. Wait. Since debate is closed and since it's not accepted, we will vote this motion. It's splitting hairs at this point. Can you? I understand there are implications of the exact wording. But that's something we can work out later. So
I also asked for clarification at the beginning.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and vote it the way it is, and then people can make further amendments because we've just closed debate on these amendments. So if this amends the main motion, yes, Lisa.
I'm sorry, and I just want to be clear. So this is, if this motion passes, this would be contingent upon the main motion passing. Is that it?
Correct, and it will still be subject to further amendment once we've cleared it.
But if the main motion doesn't pass, then this makes this motion moot. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So read it again, Teresa, as we're voting on it.
That the WBAI LSB find a volunteer from an unrelated organization, such as the Center for Nonviolent Communication, to monitor communication for 90 days and give them feedback.
Okay. Will you call the roll, please?
Rob Robinson.
This is to substitute for Bethune's amendment.
Rob Robinson? Don't hear. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Don White?
Pass.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Teresa Allen, yes. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brezon?
No.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Bob Letterer?
Pass.
Alan Minsky?
Yeah.
Rosalinda?
No.
Sarah Rondawa? Sarv. Okay. Rip Robbins?
No.
Rob Robinson? Rob's not there. Don White?
Abstain.
Okay. Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
And Bob Letterer?
Abstain.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no.
All right. I'll vote to break the tie and vote to substitute the Allen language.
All right.
Okay, now we vote to whether to adopt the substituted amendment. So if you vote yes, that means we amend the original main motion with this language. Can you call the roll, please?
All right. I'm going to start with Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Okay. Don White.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. Teresa Allen says yes. Mary Berg.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Lydia Brezon? Lydia? I'm sorry, I'm hearing some odd noises. I can't hear Lydia. Can't hear? Can't hear. A.C. Bird? Somebody needs to mute. A.C. Bird? I can't hear A.C. Bird. Lisa David. Hello? Is anybody on here?
Yep.
Okay.
I was off. I lost the signal. I'm back.
Okay. We're voting on the motion as amended with the T. Allen substitute for reinstatement as amended. Do you want to pass? I can't hear you anyway.
I'll pass.
Lisa, A.C. Bird. Can't hear. Lisa Davis.
I was unclear about how you said it. This just amends the motion, but this is not voting on the motion itself, right?
This is the motion as amended. Mr. Chair?
No, it isn't.
We are voting on the motion.
No, this is just whether to adopt the language of the amendment and add it to the original main motion. This is not to adopt the original main motion.
Okay, whatever. Okay. What do you think, Lisa?
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining. All right, Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
Ray?
No.
No.
Ambrose is not here. I'm sorry. Bob?
No.
Alan, are you there? Sorry. Alan?
Yes, I vote yes.
Thanks, Alan. Rosalinda?
No.
Thank you. Sarv? I don't think Sarv is here. Rip?
Huh? No.
Rob Robinson doesn't seem to be here. Evelyn?
No.
Lydia?
No.
Lisa? Oh, Lisa abstained. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, no. That passes.
No, you didn't.
Well, actually,
7 yes and 6 no.
Anyhow,
right.
Okay, now the main motion is amended is before us, and I said I would recognize Patty for a procedural motion, then Don for his motion, and then Bob is next. But before I do that, I noted while we were doing this, I went back and studied Robert's on discipline issues, and point 5 is out of order because it's already provided for in the parliamentary authority. So point 5, which read that LSB members shall be provided a fair hearing and an opportunity to be heard before any discipline is applied beyond suspension from a single meeting where objectionable conduct has occurred and been ordered noted in the minutes of the meeting, is already provided for in Roberts. So that's out of order. Patty, you wanted to make a motion to divide.
Yes, I would like to divide part 1 from the rest of the motion, which states that Paul DiRienzo's rights to participate as a member of the WBAI-LSB are fully and unconditionally restored. I'd like
Is there a second to dividing point 1 from the rest of the motion?
I second.
Is there any objection to the division? Hearing no objection, it's divided, and we will address ourselves to that point first. Don, would you like...
What?
Patty?
Well, I think that whatever it is that Don asked, that it is already, by this motion of Alan's passing, goes with that already, but he may feel different.
Well, you just divided just point one off from the rest, so that's what we're considering. Don, do you wish to make any amendment to point one before I recognize Bob?
Actually, no. I think my
Great.
Objective here is reflected there.
Okay. Bob.
Okay.
Patty, I'd like to speak on that.
Please.
Okay. Can I go ahead?
Yep.
All right. So. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
And I think we're close to time, sir. On the whole
well,
board.
How almost is almost?
1 minute.
Oh, okay. Then we need to move to extend. Is there a motion to extend?
15 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection?
I object.
Good. Call the roll, please, Teresa, on extending time. And by the way, this is debatable. If somebody said I want a debate extension, they could, but I don't think we need to, so I'm just calling it. But just so you know your rights, this is not a non-debate. The extension of time is not non-debatable. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
All right. Lisa Davis moved to extend 10 minutes. 15. Thank you. Thank you for the correction. Back up 5. All right. Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne?
Pass.
Teresa says yes. Mary?
I'll pass for a minute.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
AC?
No.
Lisa?
Yes.
Patty?
I'll pass a moment.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alan?
No.
Thank you. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Sarv? Sarv? Rip?
Epstein.
Rip? Thank
Epstein.
You. Thank you. Rob? Deb?
No.
LaVarne?
No.
Mary?
Yes.
Patty?
I'll say no.
All right.
Madam Secretary?
Yes?
Yes, I don't know why you didn't count my vote on the last vote.
Well, that's because, AC, I called your name at least four times.
Speaking of, and just as I was then,
I just called your name this time and you said no. Or am I wrong?
You got me right, and that's why I'm calling you back. Because first of all, I want my vote recognized. For the last vote. I voted against the motion.
Mr. Chair, could I please have a ruling on this?
Please include AC. Does AC, when you say the last motion, AC, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to the motion that we voted on just before this motion.
The amendment.
Yeah.
I object.
I'm sorry, but, we're dealing with muting.
You're right. Hold on, you're right, because, AC, I'm sorry, the result of the vote was announced and we moved. What I'll recognize after we're done is a point of personal privilege to ask the record to reflect your sentiment. Go ahead, Teresa.
Four times, and you didn't recognize me. Four times I called for a point of order to indicate...
AC, we genuinely did not hear you. Teresa, I'm going to ask, would it have made a difference, his voting in the outcome?
Yes, it would have been a tie vote.
It would have been a tie vote, and it would have... So you're talking about when you were voting the amendment, not the division of the question.
Right.
Okay. It would have been a tie, and it would have failed. Let me look up the procedures for revoting while we're continuing with this.
Well, Mr. Chair, could you not have then voted?
I could have, but I let me look up the procedures for a revote. AC, I'll come back to this as soon as we're done with this vote. This is a vote to extend time, so let's get through this and know if we have the time. And while people debate, I can look this up a little better. Okay. Good. Continue with the roll call on extending time.
I have nine yeses, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes.
I'll vote yes. That makes it two-thirds. So we have 10 more minutes. So, AC, while this is going on, I'm going to look this up. Bob is the next person. Bob,
point of order, actually.
I'd like to motivate my motion, my separation.
It's already been divided, Patty. That was adopted without objection. Bob, what's your point of order?
Point of order is the motion was for 15-minute extension.
Pardon me, 15 minutes. You're quite right. So it's been divided, Patty, so you don't need to motivate it. Bob?
All right, I'd like on the stack, though, then.
Okay.
Two key points as to the question of the apology, which was mandated in the motion passed by our LSB originally. First of all, it was in no way a loyalty oath. It was a simple human apology for offending various people and groups of people those comments were offensive to. And the member who spoke earlier and read from his supposed apology from before, it was only referencing some of the incidents that were cited in the motion, not all of them. So it is not in any way, shape, or form a full apology to some comments that were very abusive. Now, on the question of the apology, even if one were to believe that it was a full apology, Mr. DiRienzo satisfied that issue quite fully a few months ago at a public LSB meeting when he said, "I earlier did apologize, and I hereby completely revoke that." That was, you know, not to be.
Let him finish.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. You're out of order.
Yeah.
Point of information.
You're out of order. The members have the floor.
That's right.
Okay. So, That issue is now clear that he is not in any way comply as of the time when he revoked it. He hasn't complied with the basic human element in this motion and in kind of any decent relations between people. The final thing is very serious, is an incident that happened just very recently on July 25th, and this was voted to be made public by our LSB. It occurred during an executive session, but it was a specific vote to make public that he had obtained the phone number and the code to get on the call.
Hang on a second, Bob. I'm going to have to interrupt you. I want to read from Roberts, okay? A member has the right that allegations against his good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable ground. If a member is thus accused, he has the right to due process to be informed of the charges, blah, blah, blah. It is best that an individual member not prefer charges even if he has proof of another's wrongdoing. If a member introduces a resolution preferring charges unsupported by an investigating committee's recommendation, another member should move to postpone this resolution indefinitely, saying that if indefinite postponement is approved, he will move the appointment of such a committee. I understand that your committee has dealt with this in executive session, but I'm concerned that giving the text of a motion in executive session in a public session, if it affects the member's good name, may be a violation of the bylaws. So if you could try and find a way of communicating this without anything that might be construed as affecting the member's good name, I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, could you please put me on the stack?
And can I be on the stack as well?
On Rachel?
Yeah. Bob?
I'll pass at this point.
Okay. I had Patty, then Teresa, then Lisa, then Dave. I mean, I think Ray, then Lisa is what it is. Patty?
Okay, thank you. By the time this 3 months is up, even this 90 days, his time on the board will be finished. His term ends this year. It has been 17 months now that he has not been allowed to vote. We sure stand up for, and I am, the disenfranchised of whatever kind they are in our supposedly Pacifica world. Yet here comes somebody and behaves badly and then continues to behave kind of badly on and off because his rights have been violated completely. He has been disenfranchised from voting. He is not recognized. And all I'm saying is that, you know, the reason to divide and to reinstate him. And if I am one to say, if the behavior that he does is in any way improper, I will follow with the two-thirds to suspend a member like that. But if we're going to be able to just lose people by majority vote, and we're coming up on elections now, who wants to run when a majority can just get rid of them however they feel? And, we've heard the arguments, how awful he was, the awful things he said, and all. We've heard this a million times. I think we have to stick to the issues, mm-hmm. which is why it's separated, to return somebody that was elected that has lost 17 months of the possibility of representing his constituency, and to return him, and if there are other issues, that they can be brought forward in the proper manner as laid out by the second part of this motion, which I think we should adopt so we don't have these problems again. So that's what I'm saying. I would really, I oppose the things he says. I understand them. You are not at that board. You have no idea what it's like there. There is no comfort whatsoever for anybody. And that's the it's majority tyranny feeling to me. So we need to hear that and put these people back that were elected. And if something's wrong, go through the process in this part two of the motion to remove them in a proper manner. Anything else is improper.
Okay. Next is Teresa, but before that, AC...
Dave,
well, wait, let me just tell AC something. AC, that amendment that you wanted your vote registered on was part of the second part, so we're dealing with the first part now. Once we get to the second part, what we can do is a motion to reconsider that amendment. We'll, and then we can re-vote it, and your vote will be counted. So that's how we'll handle it. Point of information, Ray?
Saying that is the tyranny of a majority is not imputing people a good name.
Pardon me?
That it's a feeling.
Saying that, I can speak for myself, thank you. Saying that this is the tyranny of the majority is not imputing people a good name.
It's not specific to a member, and tyranny of the majority it's a term of, it's a colloquialism. If you object to it, I'll ask.
I just wanted to have it balanced.
If you object to it, I'll ask that members not use it. I understand your point. By the way, if people feel a need to discuss the particulars of this situation that do involve bringing up information about things that have happened, we can entertain a motion to postpone the rest of this discussion until an executive session at the end of this meeting or at another meeting. In other words,
that was why I wanted to be on the stack.
I have one more question.
Right.
If the behavior was outside of a board meeting, would that qualify as something we can discuss?
No. You can't say anything on a body that impugns the nature of a member's, impugns a member's good name in public session.
How about saying that something was publicized?
It's a fine line, and I don't want to walk that line. I'd rather do these things if they bring up. I mean, it says even if there are phrases in Roberts that say things like even if there's proof, you don't do it in public session. So I want to respect that. Let's see. We have Teresa, Ray, Lisa, and Lydia.
But if
members want to defer to Lydia or make that motion to postpone to, how much time did you say, Patty?
We have 7 minutes left.
Okay, well, now at this point, then, we need a motion to extend or postpone. Or we have to start processing this. Does anybody want to make a motion to extend or postpone?
I move that we extend another 15 minutes. I'm very concerned that with various
people
stalling.
Oh, actually, it is debatable. Okay, there's a second to extend 15 minutes.
Okay.
Any objections?
I object.
Any alternative motions?
Such as
a motion to postpone?
I have a motion
session?
To postpone.
Okay, a motion to postpone.
Part of information?
Yes,
there are no elections.
To postpone until when? Is that indefinite or a specific date?
I was just trying to ask that.
Oh.
Postpone to when, Lydia?
Point. Until our next scheduled meeting, executive session, I also have a question which came out of this meeting, now a matter of public record, but I believe I will address on email confidentially to the board to be forwarded in the form of a query to what we now have as an attorney and we didn't have when this issue came up.
Mm-hmm.
Very specific question, and therefore it should all be discussed in executive session at our next scheduled meeting.
Okay, so we'll take the motion to postpone. If it fails, we will move to a motion to extend time, particularly...
Mr. Chairman, the point of...
Just so I can clarify, the reason is the motion to postpone... to a definite time has a lower threshold than the motion to extend. So if that can pass, then we'll do that. What, Don?
Well, I want to know if this is debatable. I strongly oppose it, and I'm wondering,
debatable?
Is this motion debatable?
It is. Both the motion to postpone and to extend are debatable, and as per our agreement, I'll recognize two pro and two con. So
I'll be a con.
So Lydia motivated
I'm
her pro.
I'll be
Lydia,
a pro.
Yeah, I'm going to call you one at a time. So Lydia motivated in favor. Who is speaking opposed? Don, go ahead.
Listen, folks, this issue, as Patty has pointed out, has gone on for 17 months. The constituency who elected this person to the board, I think, deserves representation. I want to reiterate that I am not going to vote for his reinstatement because I condone the breaking of decorum or I condone conduct. But I think we have been around this issue. It's been referred to committee and back to the board. Now it's postponement. There's nothing we can't discuss and vote on in public session. We can actually look at the merits of whether or not the PNB should condone the 17-month suspension of a duly elected member who was one of the highest vote getters, incidentally, in that election. So I oppose postponing. I think we should face this issue and allow this member to return to the LSB in New York with the monitoring that I believe is now a part of the motion. So I very strongly object to further tactical strategies to prevent a decision by the PNB.
You withdraw your second, Rip?
Yes.
That was a second for what?
Postponement?
For postponement.
Postponement. The second, Rip's, hang on, anybody else can second. So Rip is withdrawing his second. Would anybody else like to second?
No, I will second.
Mary is seconding. Okay. We've heard, let's see, that was against. Who would like to speak in favor of postponing?
I would like to speak in favor.
Who said me?
Hello?
Lisa said it, but somebody else said it at the same time.
Me.
Okay, who said me? Okay, Lisa, go ahead.
Dave, I thought I was before, or this side, okay.
Ray did say before me, by the way.
Okay, then let's recognize Ray, because we're having two for and two against, if he spoke first. I'm sorry, it gets hard, because when everybody calls, sometimes I can't track it. I apologize. Ray?
Okay, I mean, one thing that is very clear, it was just said before that there's nothing we cannot discuss, but I was shocked because the chair just told us there are many things we shouldn't discuss, mm-hmm. and I think that we should have all those elements in making a decision. Since people are well a little bit long, I'll add to this that clearly this individual could have been back if they had met some modicum of agreement that the behavior was completely unacceptable and accepted to move forward differently. That was all that was expected. So I'm asking that this be postponed so that the proper evidence can be presented within the proper channel.
Who would like to speak in favor?
Teresa.
Okay, excuse me. Who would like to speak opposed to the postponement?
Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. We're talking about proper evidence. I have just given you evidence that over a year ago, in March of 2005, he apologized. I don't know whether they even discussed this in the Governance Committee. You've got the chair of the Governance Committee here, but I've never heard anybody say that they had seen this apology.
Teresa, I want you to, excuse me, I'd like you to restrict your comments to the question of why we should or should not postpone.
I think this man deserves to have this dealt with, and I think we have evidence here that has been ignored for at least a year.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
That's not a reason.
Yes.
There's no proof at all that people have seen. I've said I haven't seen it. There's no proof at all that people received it or anything. Mm-hmm. So to sit there and say that it was ignored, I don't think that's fair at all.
Well, if
there's
you
no
had
proof that it was received.
Excuse me. Hello, folks. The point is not well taken. That's not a point of order. She's asserting that. We understand that's her assertion.